What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I have a Ranger spring training quiz for you that Evan Grant put together, and I found it to be very interesting and revealing. So I'm going to have you play along with us. We'll have seven questions about your upcoming Texas Ranger season and spring training to answer, and we'll see how you do. What kind of a Rangers fan are you? Apparently, John Rocker versus former Ranger Pat Mahomes Sr. is going to happen. This is April 19th, rough and rowdy. I just saw Portnoy take a break from shilling his meme coin to announce that it is officially going to happen.
Okay. So what we've seen on Bourbon Street was a rollout?
Possibly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's a work.
Possibly. All I know is I feel nervous because John Rocker looks like a whole steroid over there. You know, yeah.
No, it didn't look like that would be a fair fight.
I don't know if Senior's been staying in shape.
Yeah, it don't look like it.
No, it's
I don't
not.
Know if I don't know if smoking on that Joe Burrow pack gets you.
But that alcohol makes you bendy.
So maybe he can really fight. You know, yeah, alcohol can make you bendy.
Real
and
bendy.
Maybe John Rocker is just like a big old, you know, and he's just a pitcher, right?
He's slow.
I guess the same thing could apply to Mahomes Sr., but I see him as, you know, his son's descended from him as an alpha full-on athlete. I mean, you see how Mahomes is moving around in that pocket. He's, you know, taking yards. That's a full-blown athlete. I guess I'm just saying I hope Mahomes Sr.
What about
fight.
The other son? What do we think about that one?
Well, yeah, I don't know. That must have been mom's.
That's exactly. Blame mom for that one.
You know, I know you have the one son. I have two daughters.
Yeah.
First one spit an image of me. Second one's a lot more like mom. So that's where that's what I blame Jackson on if I was senior.
I don't think they did a good job of keeping him away. I didn't see much Jackson Mahomes going on.
No, he's bad for the brand. Yeah.
They've shunned him
out of there. Less him, less Brittany. You know,
he's got some weird charges.
He did get some weird stuff. Strange charges. Yeah.
Okay, remember how many A's, B's, C's, and D's that you give here on this, because that's going to be relevant as we get towards the end of this Rangers spring training quiz.
Hey.
How about, what do you think combined starts here for Jacob deGrom and Nathan Eovaldi? Couple of older guys. Eovaldi has not been perfect, but deGrom, you know, has barely pitched for this baseball team. The answers are A, close to 70, B, around 50, C, when you combine starting pitching and the Rangers, the math doesn't math up. So whatever the under is, I'll take it. Or D, probably going to end up trading one of them. How do you answer on that one? For me, I went with C. I'll take the under. No matter where you sat at it, I'm sorry. I'm expecting the worst on this, Wolchuk. What do you want from me?
What was B?
B is around 50.
I like B. I think DeGrom's going to have a Cy Young year. I really do. I think he's going to be healthy this year, and I think you're going to get the Jacob deGrom that you signed. Eovaldi, I do think inevitably, we've seen this every year. He's going to end up going through some type of arm fatigue to where he's going to be on the IL stint, maybe twice, right? And I think you'll end up getting more games pitched, DeGrom than Eovaldi this year.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
Just for this year, you know, for moving forward, I don't know. But I'm confident you get your full dose of Jacob deGrom.
If you give me 50 and they're both healthy at the start of the playoffs, I think we're heading back to the Fall Classic.
I do too.
I mean, those two guys, you kidding me? They're going to be mowing them down. Built for playoff
Ivaldi
baseball.
Had 29 last year.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking like maybe like 29 and
15,
19,
something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know my plan. I'd move
that's
DeGrom to an
so that would be under. That's like under 50, but yeah.
You'd go DeGrom pitching like once every 2 weeks.
I would, yeah. I'd put him on a 10-day rotation, and I'd just have somebody else in there ready to go, whether it's Gray or Bradford or Light or something.
He gets hurt once this year. If you avoid serious injury, I'm with you on that.
I loved Mike's idea, though, during KMC today, that if you do get to the playoffs and he's already thrown 140 innings or whatever your number was, you wanted to put an innings count on him for the year, you just go for it. You know, that you're not going to do any sort of a management in the postseason with him. If you get there, you go for it, try to win another series. Rangers save leader will be A, Chris Martin. He'll be this year's Kirby Yates. B, this is the perfect situation for Bochy to use his best relievers in highest leverage situations. No true closer. Okay. C, not having an experienced closer to finish games is this team's potential fatal flaw. Or D, he's not here. They will trade for him. Which do you most align with here with your answers in this Rangers spring training quiz? I went with D. I think they're going to trade for somebody, Brian.
I went with D.
I think you're right. I think D will be it. I think they'll get to the trade deadline, and that'll be priority number one.
I don't think that that CY is going to go through what he went through last year. I think he's going to button this thing up, you know.
Either during spring training or the first month of the season if it's not going well. Yeah, he's not going to let it cost you five of.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
20 games or something.
He's not going to go like 10 games and four of them get blown because they don't have a closer.
And I tell you what, if you make it out of spring training with your starting pitching healthy and all those guys looking good, it might not be the worst idea to trim that a little bit, because you got like seven. You might want to trim it a little bit, move starter for bullpen help, if it makes sense, you know, if there's the right trades out there. When you hear Josh Young's name, the first thing that comes to your mind about his 2025 season is this is his breakout year. He's just had some bad luck. With this lineup, doesn't have to be a star, but his ability to hit fastballs will set him up for 140 starts and lengthen the lineup. C, this is a big season. He's 27. I've seen too many lauded Rangers prospects in my time not reach their potential, so I'm honestly not expecting anything. Or D, he's injury prone. can't count on him in the lineup. I don't want to believe he's injury prone yet. I think there is some bad luck to this, although he is more injury prone than average. But I'm going to go with B. You know, I think 140 starts, fairly healthy year. Maybe he's not a superstar, but he's a damn good player, Brian. What do you think?
I went with D.
Oh, screw you.
My man is fielding ground balls and, like, it's, you know, breaking index fingers and stuff like that. There's something to that. I can't think of any other thing. Man's running the bases, hamstring pull.
Can you balance this out by voting with A, Wolchuk, breakout year?
I like your B, but I'm fine with doing A. The guy gets nailed in the wrist and breaks his wrist. I mean, these are like fluky injuries here, no, Brian.
My man.
He doesn't have soft tissue problems.
Hamstring.
No. These are serious injuries.
Fielding ground balls.
He's really good at it.
I'm surprised you there, Captain Injury Bug.
Well, he took the pitchers to get hurt already.
I took 140. He's out for 22 games.
He wanted to say D, but he just couldn't bring himself to it because he's like, oh, I don't want to be so negative.
I think we get him for 125
Dawson,
games.
If he could have, he would have said A, injury prone, B, really suffers a lot of injuries, C, can't count on him because he's always injured.
D, trade his
D,
ass.
D, all the above.
Didn't he get beaned last year? Wasn't that his injury last year?
He got beaned. Nailed in the wrist.
He got beaned. He was doing fine until he got beaned. Brian, you are living rent-free in my head, though, right now.
You got
me on that one. Yeah.
I thought I did.
I feel like I am. I have been quite negative.
You know what?
You know?
What I was surprised you didn't do was, like, you listed him and go, I'm going to go with D. Wolchuk, what do you got? You know, and just
save
quickly,
me. Go with A.
Just quickly,
go with A, bro.
Wolchuk, I'm going with D. What do you got there?
What's your feelings about the Rangers' leadoff spot? Simeon should stay there. No reason to change. He's never had two bad years in a row. Evan Carter, if he stays healthy. Mm-hmm. C is, you know, that Ian Kinsler fella popped out too much. And D, has anybody considered Anthony Davis? Those are kind of non-answers. I'm actually going A on this one. Give me Simeon. But if it doesn't work out, I'm pulling the plug after about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look at maybe moving him to DH or something.
You want a World Series with him there. I'm surprised Wyatt Langford's not an answer.
Yeah, why is Wyatt Langford not an answer? Am I missing something? I'm sorry, I'm not a baseball guy, but am I missing something with Wyatt Langford not being a leadoff guy?
As soon as he gets on base, the pressure that he's just putting on a starting pitcher with his speed on the base path. I think I'd be interested in Wyatt maybe leading off for you.
I mean, Evan Grant didn't even put in the option, so I wonder if not something they're even considering. He's doing bits.
Full count Carter, his ability to get on base if he's healthy, I do like that option. But if he's healthy, I got more questions about him than Josh Jung right now.
Complete the following sentence. Jock Peterson is exactly what the team needed. A good fit at DH who will also give the Rangers some ability to rotate outfielders. He's going to be 33 at the end of April. Didn't play a game in the outfield last year. Best years are behind him. Or D, I liked him in Los Angeles.
I've heard some really positive things about him as a clubhouse guy and how he, you know, was it right-handed pitches? So what is it he crushes? I need to go back and check my notes. But he's really good against one side of the pitch.
Pulverizes fastballs.
There you go. Yeah. I'm going to go with good fit. Is there a good fit one?
Yeah, B, good fit.
Yeah, good fit. I'm going with good fit. Yeah, I heard nothing but positive about him as a player and a person. And we interviewed him that one. Were you with us?
I don't think I was.
He dominates righties.
Oh, it was me and Eric that interviewed him.
I'd say best years are behind him, but could still be helpful. I think I'm a mix of C and B. Yeah.
Give me A.
Oh, here. Welcome back, Dawson.
I don't want you guys in the damn parade this year, okay?
Dawson was just waiting for an opportunity like...
I guess we're going to have to do the rest of this survey a little bit later on, but that's fine because we're doing multiple baseball segments today, buddy.
We were very crotch first last year, so maybe we should just kind of bring it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And then ultimately they'll end up being in the World Series again.
So is Jock Peterson. I mean, this is one of the cockiest guys in the game. His name's Jock, for crying out loud. NFL News Today coming up, Wolchuk. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, Troy Aikman is speaking. We've got some new GM interest across the National Football League. And what the hell happened with John Gruden? That's next in the nation.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.